attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yes, your counterbalance to chemtrails from above is on the air right now. The Robert Scott Bell Show. Ready to rock it and detox your bodies. Hey, Super Don, you got looking up in the sky? I saw some yesterday. I don't feel so good today.
You know what? In my neck of the woods here, you can't see anything because it's overcast. It's windy. We're going on winter here.
Yeah. So I just try to hold my breath on chemtrail days. Don't breathe. No. Listen, we can't avoid the crap that's out there. This is the reality of life on planet Earth right now. So what we have to do is strategize to stay well despite all the assaults coming at us, including those of two-year-olds having bariatric surgery. Yes, that's right. It's never too soon to tell kids they have a surgical deficiency disease.
Wow.
Stunning. Never thought I'd see the day. You know, as bad as modern medicine, allopathic medicine is, a disaster that it is, and we've got stories to prove it, not from me, the peer-reviewed literature showing it, to attack a two-year-old to say that, oh my gosh, they're morbidly obese, their only option is to butcher their gastrointestinal system, a new low has been reached. A new low has been reached. And this is out of Saudi Arabia, but it's the same allopathic medical group that do this kind of garbage here in the United States, that butcher kids with all kinds of crazy things. Two-year-olds. Oh, well, we tried everything. The diet didn't work. My aspirin, the diet didn't work. You didn't try. You know, don't. What do kids eat when they're two? Whatever mom and dad give them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know what they feed their kids in Saudi Arabia, but, you know, they say that they tried getting this kid to diet for 4 months, but the doctors from this Prince Sultan Military Medical City in Riyadh, they were unable to ascertain whether the child's parents stuck to the diet, so I guess the next course of action was to chop his stomach in half.
Well, you know, I know these wealthy Saudis. They usually come to America for surgical procedures. I know that firsthand because I know some docs that have been approached by these wealthy Saudi families. But I would hope that a doctor in America is not so money hungry that they would butcher a child with bariatric surgery. Right. 2 years old. Come on. Really? The tabbouleh and couscous and falafel? You're not getting obese on that stuff. Now, I don't know that that's what they were feeding the baby, okay? Middle Eastern food's yummy. I like it. But the reality is we have a medical system, which basically is the state-sanctioned religion in America, allopathic medicine, is now poised to take over the rest of America via Obamacare, if it actually goes into effect. I have my doubts about that. But these are the arguments as the Obama administration stateside is just going loco trying to make everybody convinced that you must participate. It's going to be great. You all are going to be covered. We've got more statin drugs for you. It'll be good. Statin soup, right? Statin soup lines. This is where it's all going. You know, don't worry about cholesterol. Government has statin soup lines. Just line up at an Obamacare center. We're ready for you. Two-year-old morbidly obese. His parents, according to Mike Adams, are infinitely stupid. And I have to agree, if you're going to subject your two-year-old, this is a medical abuse case if there ever was one.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, bariatric surgery, what does that do? That restricts your food intake, right? I mean, you can only eat so much if you've only got half of a stomach, right? Was the problem because this kid was eating too much?
Well, like I said, a two-year-old is not capable of, you know, I don't know many two-year-olds. My kid was a climber, but still couldn't climb in and you know, open up cans of food or whatever. And, you know, if they're eating...
Right, the refrigerator, you know, making a sandwich at 2 o'clock in the morning. Right.
Well, and, you know, they can't butcher their own cows either. I mean, it's one thing if you have a farm, they can go out and pick the vegetables at 2 and eat it. But right. That's not going to cause obesity.
Right.
So here we have doctors that are willing accomplices to this butchery, because let's just say the parents are dunderheaded stupid because they're saying, look, we tried everything. Not that they did, but that's what they claim. And we hear this all the time with parents that have kids on Ritalin and other antipsychotic drugs to say, we tried everything. Did you go 100% organic? Did you detox the metals, the heavy metals from the vaccines? No, we didn't do that, but we tried everything. I hear this too many times. And these children suffer immeasurably. Now, you can't undo this level of stupid because of the it's hard enough to undo the damage from vaccines with kids that are diagnosed into the autism spectrum. But how do you undo the ripping out of parts of the gastrointestinal system? By the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, your appetizing discussion on a Sunday afternoon when most of you eat a football. Go ahead, eat a football. I don't care. Just turn the sound down on the game. Listen to where we're going to bring the health and healing to you. And by the way, line up on the phones right now. We are wide open. If you got a question or a comment, you always thought, yeah, I'd like to call into the RSB show, but I'm just a little nervous. We'll be kind and gentle. To the best of my ability, I'll be kind and gentle, should you call 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355. We are going to talk a little bit more structured water later in the program. We are going to talk about the fact that allopathic medicine, hospital-based medicine, is more dangerous than a lot of things put together. Right. Put together. And Obamacare institutionalizes it because, hey, we just can't get by without more government intervention in our bodies. Not what we need here. Yeah. We know that. 866-939-2355. And what do you think? Bariatric surgery for your children? Do you have a surgical deficiency disease? And if this child does lose weight, as inevitably he will via butchery in this way, taking out half the stomach or whatever they did to bypass something, is it called a success when this kid dies at a young age of a nutritional deficiency because he can't assimilate nutrients appropriately because you've altered the interface from the outside world to the inside world so radically and so proficiently with allopathic intervention that is unnecessary? And yeah, I say that as a homeopath, not qualified as a surgeon.
What? Believe it or not, at the end of this article, one of the doctors here, actually does acknowledge the fact that unless there's really good follow-up after this horrible surgery, that he may suffer from vitamin deficiency. So at least they're acknowledging the fact that there is a negative possible effect from this.
Yeah. Get rid of obesity via surgery and give the child an inevitable, what will we call it, incidence of cancer, because the deficiencies are very real. And when you have deficiencies of nutrients that may or may not even be in the food, but let's say they are and they don't get in the body, ultimately there's going to be cellular dysregulation. Everybody's got cancer cells, but those who no longer have an immune system, where is the immune system seated? 70% or so in the gut, which they've just altered irreparably.
Robert. You know, I was just thinking about this. You know, this kid, as he grows up from losing weight the way that he is, I assume he might have a few wrinkles.
You're right. And that leads us to our next story ever so well that Super Don has done it. It's never too early for Botox. That's right. This goes hand in hand because when you brought this story of the surgical thing, I said it's never too early for surgery, right? Surgical deficiencies. Right. And you said, yeah, that sounds right, because there was a story the other day we didn't get to called It's Never Too Early for Botox. And here's another violation of the barrier between the outside world and the inside world to inject botulinum toxins to relax the muscles or some aspect of the relaxing of the skin so you smooth the wrinkles, which inevitably will happen from an obese kid. No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. In fact, an obese kid could lose the weight via natural methods by going on real food instead of this garbage of let's cut out the stomach.
Yeah.
The body would grow into it. Now, it's more difficult for a morbidly obese adult to lose weight radically in this way, and then they end up doing surgery on the skin. But Botox, never too early for Botox. This is the state of modern medicine. We don't want to heal the sick. We want to smooth over the wrinkles with toxic poisons.
That's right. And this is a cosmetic procedure. You know, I mean, we're talking, you know, the guy here that co-authored this piece in the JAMA Dermatology Journal says that, you know, people when they're in their 40s and their 50s and their 60s, they're attempting to try and fix these wrinkles by doing it. So why not just do it earlier? That way it's preventative medicine, right?
Preventive wrinkle toxicity. Incredible. Published in the Wednesday Journal of JAMA, JAMA Dermatology. Never too early. Although, we're going to be conservative and thoughtful about our use of neuromodulators, i.e. Botox. Fillers and non-invasive energy-based treatments. Non-invasive energy, I guess they're talking about heating the skin. They've done that. But, you know, non-invasive energy-based treatments to me is homeopathy. It's structured water, alkalized structured water, which we'll talk about. These are the things that can really restore integrity to self because we're mostly water, in fact. And we'll get into that in a little while with Paul Barrettiero. We got him scheduled to be back on the program. And you, if you would like to call, you're listening right now to the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The number is 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, people that age gracefully, they tend to eat healthier, okay? But what does that mean? Because when you hear government pronouncements of eating healthy foods, do they ever use the word organic? I mean, it's rarely, if ever, mentioned. Rarely. It's all about, well, healthier lifestyles. What does that mean? Well, it means getting your mammogram. It means getting your vaccinations, right? Flu shot time. That, their definition of healthy is so corrupt that it's like the chemtrails falling from the sky when you watch mainstream television media news reports, because that is chemtrails coming through your television or in the radio if it's not talk radio like we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, streaming through naturalnewsradio.com. Check it out. The links to this story on the surgical deficiency of this child, obviously a two-year-old needed bariatric surgery. You want to read about this absurdity? It's up at naturalnews.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, modern medicine, it's so safe that we just need to force everybody to participate. Because you people, you Americans, don't know what's good for you. So Obama and the Supreme Court are going to tell you, indeed, it is allopathic pharmaceutical-based modern medicine. And you've been escaping our grasp. You've been escaping our clutches. We've got to put an end to it. So therefore, the mandate is on. Or maybe it's not. Maybe there's another way to stop this madness. But first and foremost, I want you to understand how deeply flawed and threatening Obamacare is, before it was Obamacare and after it's Obamacare, is to your health, the health of your babies and you. We're going to be coming right back with a story, stunning new information about the danger of hospitals in an allopathic world gone wild, gone mad. But not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by, we've got your healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried food that's organic. Super clean, superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Some volume. More cowbell. No, that's not the right song. Hey, welcome back to the Robert Scadell Show.
This is not Loverboy. No.
No, that would be Blue Oyster Cult. That was it. More cowbell. That was Saturday night.
Okay, all right.
See where I'm going with that? It's Stream of Consciousness Sunday here on the Robert Scadell Show. Welcome, my friends. Streaming through naturalnewsradio.com. All the archives up in the show notes as well. Linked up in all the... man, it's everywhere. GCN, we're having a good time. Give us a call, 866-939-2355. Now, if you think I'm anti-Big Pharma just because it's cool... I'm not a Big Pharma fan because they nearly killed me in my young life. And I had to undo and outcreate and detoxify from all of this garbage. And I've said so many years that the most dangerous thing you can have in America is good health insurance, because then they guarantee to invasively multiply around and in your body like, aliens on an agenda to take over or destroy you, eat you up and spit you out. Now, if you think I'm making it up, no, this is validated in the peer-reviewed literature as well, a new report from ProPublica, and this we have the story linked up through allgov.com. More Americans estimated to die from hospital mistakes than from strokes and accidents combined.
Wow.
Yeah, going to the hospital becoming increasingly a risky proposition. That's why I say, if you're going to have a baby, don't do it in the hospital. Unless you're, they can validate to you that you are a very high risk. I mean, there's always the option of transporting. I mean, there's a lot of ways to deal with this, but stop looking at, let's say, childbirth as a disease. Now, the reason why it's become a disease is because the people themselves have become diseased, become toxic, deficient, all of those things, which increase the rates of complication. But the study here isn't even talking about that. This was published in the Journal of Patient Safety, estimating that between 200, stand by for this number, are you ready? 210,000 and 440,000 patients annually don't make it out of hospitals because of some kind of preventable harm. It's the Hotel California there. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Now, you're checking out of your body permanently. based on this. And these figures,
huge number,
closing in on 500,000 just from hospital mistakes, preventable harm. Now, the statistics we've cited before go back to 1999, Institute of Medicine, 98,000 deaths. That's bad enough, 100,000 a year. But if we're upwards of 210 to 440,000 a year, do you understand the Holocaust that is happening here? It's a medical Holocaust, and Obamacare seeks to make it mandatory. The third leading cause of death becomes hospitals behind
heart
disease and cancer, which is second. But, of course, we know if you look at all of allopathic medicine combined, it's the number one cause of death. Maybe I'd say globally, but worldwide, certainly in America, where we've embraced allopathic medicine like there's nothing else. Because how much of allopathic medicine results in heart disease rather than prevents it? We'll get into that.
Yeah.
How much of modern medicine interventions, allopathic, results in cancer rather than prevents it or treats it successfully? Do you follow me here? I would argue that there is no contest that modern medicine, the very medical system that a lot of folks in America believe is just sacrosanct, still they believe it. Certainly the hard left that have not abandoned Obama on Obamacare still haven't seen the light and seen the scientific evidence that we see here, even published in the peer-reviewed literature. This is stunning. 440,000 patients.
It is.
May not. Yeah.
It is. And, you know, the thing is, you know, it comes to mind when I think about this because, you know, there's some murmuring around this study about how maybe there needs to be some kind of patient bill of rights for hospitalized patients or something. But, you know, I personally, you know, I can, if you remember my dad, when he went into the hospital to have just a simple procedure done, left with a stroke. And then when he went back because of the stroke, he ended up with, you know, with an infection. I forget, C. diff. Yeah, I mean, he got C. diff while he's in there, and he's having all these things done. I mean, hospitals are horrible sometimes.
Listen, we do not fault hospitals that are putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. That's emergency trauma medicine, which excels. That is true. We don't argue that point. So hear what I'm saying here. When it comes to the treatment of other diseases, particularly chronic diseases, as case in point with the obese 2-year-old in Saudi Arabia, to intervene surgically, that's the insanity we're talking about. And again, backed up by the peer-reviewed literature for those of you who still need that. I do not, at this point, knowing what I've been through in my own life, in my own body, what it tells me. Now, if you're willing to use the intelligence God may have granted you, you've got to recognize that we are in a war, not one that you or I declared, but one that government has declared with the help of Big Pharma, which stems from, guess what, a warfaring medical machinery of World War II Nazi Germany. And it's got you, and it's killing people at levels and at rates that are unfathomable, and now we've got them. We've got them. What are you going to do about it? Warn your friends, stay out of hospitals unless they are Humpty Dumpty and they need to put together again.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah. If you're still alive and listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're probably not in the hospital where you're as likely to be killed, honestly, with this
Run!
New staff.
Run!
What? Run, get out of the hospital! I tell you what, we can't make this stuff up, and we want you to live. We really are invested in you surviving and thriving even. Of course, it's a challenge, we know. A lot of obstacles to it, whether it be from things being sprayed upon you from above, levels of radiation rising around the world, or toxic GMOs. Listen, we can doom and gloom it, and we do from time to time go to some very dark places to report to you some news stories that are not happy. They're not shiny, happy stories. But the reality is, I don't want you, at least my reality, I don't want you to wake up in that nightmare and go, hey, how come nobody told me? They didn't say it. They didn't say it on CBS, NBC, Fox. Wait a second. Fox News actually said something good? Wait a second. Hold the phone. If you listen to Friday's broadcast of the Robert Scott Bell Show, we do the Healing Revolution with Dr. King. We also had a drive-by appearance by Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. He just popped in there. It was great.
Yep.
Because he was previewing something so stunning, I almost didn't believe it when he told me. His friend Carol Alt, the supermodel, remember swimsuit supermodel, Sports Illustrated from all those years ago?
Right.
She was given a show. She's evidently buddies with Roger Ailes at Fox News. She was given a show on the weekends. 4 o'clock Eastern. They do Saturday and Sunday. It'll be airing today again, but we also have a link online. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. Now, Dr. Nick told me, says he was interviewed for this program, and Carol Alt admitted that her life was saved by Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez some years ago. Because Dr. Nick, would tell me things quietly behind the scenes. I'd never go public with things that are inappropriate. But there are many, let's say, quote, celebrities that you would be surprised are patients of his and other holistic doctors. And if the doctor acknowledges the patient relationship, they don't tell anybody. But Carol Alt came out and said, listen, Dr. Nick is my doctor. I'm alive because of Dr. Nick Gonzalez. Now, it wasn't that wasn't the only stunning thing. And we have it linked up in the show notes here. You've got to see this story, this video. And you can watch it again on Fox News at 4 o'clock. I encourage you to do that. She speaks truthfully about whole food nutrition. And that doesn't mean nutritional supplements from whole foods. That means food grown like we have advocated for here for years. She talks to Dr. Nick about the fact that, and they even put up this little graphic that said, pancreatic enzymes can be used in place of chemotherapy.
No.
I read it. I was like, how do they get that past the censors? I'm telling you, there's going to be outrage. There's going to be blowback on this. Somebody's going to be screaming and yelling at how dare Fox News be so irresponsible to actually promote a doctor like Nick Gonzalez who helps people to get well without chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think maybe Roger Ailes is like trying something new here? Maybe he's recognizing that the neocon strategy here isn't working?
I wonder. Because, we've said that here. Natural News, Mike Adams has been on this program. Mercola and others, we have been saying things and promoting things and revealing things that the mainstream media will not. And guess what? Our audience is growing. Their audiences are diminishing. But if Ailes is a smart business guy, and evidently he is in programming, look, they're leading the world in so-called cable news. Whether you like him or not, it's the fact that he's got his finger on the pulse of what a lot of people do like to watch. The fact that Carol Alt has a show and that she was not censored in this interview at all with Dr. Nick Gonzalez that I could see. Now, we'll see if there is blowback, as I predict, on this, or if they're going to try to pretend it doesn't exist. I don't know. But I will tell you this, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you have a front row seat, because Carol Alt is going to be joining us on Thursday on the Robert Scott Bell Show live.
Now, I mean, we're having a major league supermodel on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's awesome.
Right. Yeah, I want to feel beautiful, too. So we asked Carol to come on. And she's cool.
I'm going to wear my cologne that day.
It better be an essential oil, because she is a natural girl now. She knows better than those synthetic colognes. So I'm just saying, Thursday, if you're coming on to Robert Scott Bell Show, essential oils only. Now, with Carol, this is really good news. And we're going to talk to her about some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, her journey back to health and healing. It's inspiring. And there are a lot of super moms out there that inspire me. I think they, if they knew their power, you moms or moms-to-be, could rule the world for the better, because you know what I'm talking about. We won't go into that overtly, but if you want to call up and intimate what I'm talking about, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, another super mom in the news. And I think she could be a supermodel, too. Our good friend Shane Ellison, remember he wrote Over-the-Counter Natural Cures?
Right.
He's a research chemist that came out of Big Pharma and said, this is insane. They're making this anti-breast cancer drug. And it's actually causing cancer. And we featured him over the years many times. His wife, stunning. She's beautiful. And she's very intelligent. The kids are amazing. And they're on their way to having their third child. And she does this CrossFit. She's very fit. She used to, I don't know if it's bodybuilding. It's body sculpting. She would do these mm-hmm. pageants. And she has a sculpted body. It's not masculine and manly. I don't understand the women that want to look like men. That's a whole other story. But very fit. And she's doing this CrossFit. She had a friend of hers do a photo shoot at a gym in Hollywood to do this CrossFit training. And she's deadlifting some weights, and she's got this huge, gorgeous, pregnant belly hanging out. And it stimulated outrage by a lot of folks on the social media.
Right.
And I don't know. They claim it wasn't an agenda. It just kind of happened because the CrossFit people put it out. But it went global. It went viral in a good way. And I saw her on one of the, I think it was ABC's Good Morning America or something, that she was featured. They actually asked her about it. And the fact of the matter is, yes, ladies, you can exercise throughout your pregnancy. And the point is that if you're used to exercising, don't stop. If you haven't ever exercised, you got to be careful about doing that. But I'm going to tell you a story now. Maybe I've mentioned this on the air, Super. I don't know if you remember. My mentor in homeopathic medicine, no longer on this planet, but earlier in his career, before he was a homeopath, he was an engineer. He traveled through Africa, the Belgian Congo, as it was used to know, Kinshasa, and told me stories about, riding the trains. And told me stories that were stunning about, like, let's say, the women who were pregnant in that culture, right on the edge of giving birth. On the train stops. The woman, one particular story I'll never forget.
Mm-hmm.
The woman gets off the train, goes a few meters into the bush next to the train, has her baby, picks the baby up, comes back on the train, and they move right along.
Back on the train.
Yeah, right back on the train. And this is the kind of thing you rarely, if ever, hear of a woman who's raised in the West, raised allopathically, pharmaceutically, Western medicine mindset, diets that are different versus the women in history. Now, this is not to say no one's ever suffered in childbirth, no one's ever died in childbirth. Don't hear what I'm saying here. That the ideal situation, and it's always going to be different for each woman, because I hear the women throwing rotten GMO tomatoes at me for even bringing this up. But the strength of a woman who really is in vital health, raised on the land, eating the food as it's grown, stronger than any man. Because what man could hop off the train, give birth, and climb back on the train and keep on moving? Find me that man, and he'll be a woman. Really, he'll be a woman. I'm telling you,
something
ladies,
else, man.
This is to you, super moms. And Leanne Ellison, super mom in the world, we love you, we appreciate you, and I'm so glad that went viral. Because you all are doing excellent work in sharing a very important and powerful message. And it is not as easy to be that healthy in a Western world with all of the exposure to ease and leisure that we have relative to those who, for their survival, never get that opportunity of leisure time.
Well, and it's very interesting, the comments that she's been getting, like, on her Facebook stuff. It's very mixed, and you can see how there's two different camps in this thing. You've got the one side that are saying, listen, someone who, is staying in shape, more likely cares a great deal about the health of the baby and the health's well-being by staying in shape. And then you've got the other people that are saying, God, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Why aren't you trying to be protective of your unborn child? It's just a matter of perspective and understanding of what, protection and health is,
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's right. And, of course, the strength of a female body, it's not when you're pregnant, oh, my gosh, every little move is going to cause you to lose the child. There's an imperative in life to save the life and protect that life. Now, we're not talking about those who are abusing their bodies with toxic chemicals and, for instance, flu shots during vaccination, during pregnancy, which is insanity. Mercury and, so there's a barrier to protect this little infant from getting mercury. Nonsense. That's a lie. But again, that's modern medicine. We don't have to paint the ugly picture. They painted it for themselves. And as I said, the argument that childbirth is a disease, that can only be true because the culture is diseased. We are diseased and sick in the head, but that doesn't mean we are needing antipsychotic drugs, SSRIs, or those things. That's a whole other realm of sickness. And the fact of the matter is we are deficient in nutrients. We are deficient in omega-3 essential fats. We are deficient in selenium, in chromium, in silica. And by the way, if you like your food and supplements to be the same, that is that it is food. What we use here comes from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Jonathan, ChooseToBeHealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And you can also get your probiotics there. And in addition, we want to look to hyperactivating in a good way. I don't mean in a negative way. All of our antioxidant activity. How do we get them to be more efficient? All of the good things that you're doing.
Well, that's the ASEA, and we'll be talking to some experts hopefully in the next couple of weeks on that, how these stabilized signaling redox molecules can really supercharge your antioxidant activity within your body, making everything you already do that work that much better. RDXnatural.com. RDXnatural.com is the website for that. And, of course, so many other good things that we talk about here. And even if I don't talk about them every moment because I don't do infomercials, we do talk about products from time to time here. But you can find them, and I would be so grateful that you would find them, reach out to them, thank them, maybe even get some of the stuff because I use it too. You can do that by going to robertscottbell.com. The show notes, the links, the banners are up. You sometimes hear the commercials we'll reference. But you get this information basically for free. All you have to do is find us on the radio dial or on the Internet, stream it out, or the archives are done for free thanks to a lot of good folks who believe in this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Super Don, I'm glad you're here with me, and I'm glad everybody is out there telling, spreading the word that the Robert Scottbell Show is on. Not one day
a week. Doing what we can.
6 days a week. Monday through Friday as well. Those of you listening on the radio, tell your favorite radio station that they can pick this show up Monday through Friday as well. Tape delayed or live, doesn't matter. You can get it. Go to robertscottbell.com. We've got information on how to do just that. Give me a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Do you ever like sucking helium balloons to make you talk funny? There's a bill in Congress that might make that possible for everybody. Is somebody against helium? Stand by.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Shaw, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Well, hoping for some helium-inflicted... Oh, my gosh, there it is!
Hey!
Yo, helium's not supposed to put you to sleep.
We didn't know Congress was going to stop by for the show today.
Oh, yes. The delays, the obfuscation, and, of course, the helium. Got to have that helium. Why do we have to have that helium? Well, the American Chemical Society is applauding the Senate, urging swift passage of the helium bill. You know, of all the things we got problems with, I had no idea we were having problems behind the scenes with helium.
I could not pass this up because it was so bizarre that the Congress is working, the Senate is working on a helium bill. Why?
Well, I just, you know, I'm thinking that we would have been warned, like going into a local grocery store, drugstore that sells helium for birthday party balloons. Please support this Senate act or else we're going to be without helium. I didn't. I mean, it's really risen to the level where they're going, President Obama, you better get your signature on this thing or else we're done.
Yeah,
who knew MRIs? Well, who knew MRIs were using helium, for instance?
Apparently so.
Right? That image cancer tumors using helium. Heart patients rely on helium for proper catheterization during surgery. Yeah. It's vital for national defense. Well, I knew that because World War II, helium, I mean, U.S. has the largest supplies of helium on planet Earth. And, of course, it replaced hydrogen when the Hindenburg went bye-bye. The idea. Right. Helium is used for scuba divers. You know, I don't know as far as the helium national defense issue anymore, the nuances of that. So if you know, you want to give me a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. But they basically are trying to save this production facility in Amarillo, Texas. That's been operating under the Bureau of Land Management under the federal helium program set to expire October 7th, 2013. Now, the question I have here is if the Bureau of Land Management, the United States government agency, has been operating this since, I don't know, World War II, do you think that if it's viable that there could be a private consortium that would say, hey, we'll pick up the slack here that we could do it even better than the government did it? I mean,
that's true. That's true.
I don't know. But then I guess that's my first impression here.
What you run into, though, is, I mean, if helium is something that is vital for national defense, do we want a private company owning something that is vital to national defense?
Well, look, we're dealing with the whole corporate world now owning government, so what the hell?
True. Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter, does it? We'll let the Fed take over, right?
Right, yeah. You know what? Let Ben Bernanke, while he's still there, to take over, so at least when he speaks, he can squeak the disaster that is the printing of more money out of thin air. Maybe that'll make us laugh all the way down. Now, speaking of that, of course, the disaster we talked about of modern medicine. We like to also bring up the counterbalance, which is the goodness of natural healing methods, whether it's approved by government or not. Or, in fact, because it's not, it probably is indicative that it's good. So, you know, my basic perspective on life is if the FDA says it's bad, it's likely good. Now, I'm not saying, you know, throw all caution to the wind and don't do your own diligence in here. But by and large, we acknowledge the role of these federal agencies that may at one point in history have been designed with good intentions. But the road to cancer, paved with good intentions. The road to heart disease, paved with statin drugs, in fact, and worse. We've got a story coming up in a little while about the statin drugs related to an eye disease. I mean, it was bad enough that we talk about statin-induced Alzheimer's, neurological deficits. But now it gets beyond that. Your ability to see is going to be compromised. The more of you folks accept the wrong-headed diagnosis that you've got too much cholesterol. We'll get to that. Also, water. Are you thirsty? It's not just about hydrating with H2O. It's always about recognizing that there is chaos that needs to be put into order or structure. And that structuring your water is so very vitally important. This is the whole basis for homeopathic medicine. It's the basis for a lot of innovation with quantum physics as they're trying to, let's say, imitate what nature creates naturally, utilizing vortices, vortex energies, in the production, for instance, of silver hydrosol, the sovereign silver that I utilize. I hope I'm not giving up a secret here, but there are vortices involved in this. This is an important distinction that it's not as simple as you think that, oh, water is water is water. No. In fact, structuring it is going to be vitally important for your recovery. And that is an advancement that we'll continue to cover here. I've asked Paul Barrettiero to join us next hour to further that discussion along. It's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, in addition, you want to build the body, you want to detoxify the body, say a great hello to Stephen Huer. I've got to get him scheduled back on here from One World Way. He was so generous as to donate samples of the One World Way to everybody that attended the Healing Strong Cancer Conference last week with Ty Bollinger and me and others. So thank you. Yep. Shout out to all of our listeners and our sponsors. Appreciate y'all being here. We've got a lot more to do after the news. Stick around for that and tell your friends. Why? Because the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.